This is an evening edition of Ozarks at Large. This afternoon, in his daily briefing regarding the coronavirus outbreak, Governor Asa Hutchinson made a number of announcements. The first is that he is pushing back the state tax filing and payment deadlines to July 15th.
This mirrors the same deadline as the federal government, which makes it the easiest for individual filers. This should provide relief and consistency for individual Arkansas taxpayers.
The deadlines for filing and payment for corporate taxpayers, however, remains the same. The governor says because of this change and the lost revenue from the current slowdown in business, the state is facing a $353 million budget shortfall over the next 3 months.
This necessitates a special session of the General Assembly to fill the holes in the budget. I'll be working with the legislative leadership again to identify the specific time frame for this special session. It will clearly need to be soon.
Governor Hutchinson says the state plans to dip into the $173 million reserve fund to fill any gaps in funding for the Department of Health and Emergency Management so as not to have an impact on the work they're doing during the COVID-19 outbreak. But the governor added some of those reserve funds will have to stay in place just in case the state needs to use them for additional emergency equipment like ventilators. All this, the governor says, will need to be discussed during the special legislative session. The governor also provided an update on where the state stands on ordering more personal protective equipment.
I'm pleased to say that because of the efforts of our procurement team, we do have an order for production for up to 2 million units. And some portion of those 2 million units are scheduled to be available for shipment late this week.
The governor says additional PPE will also be shipped from the National Strategic Stockpile. Secretary of Health Nate Smith also provided an update on the number of cases in the state.
I want to give a quick update on the numbers. An increase of 9 is the smallest increase that we've had in a single for several days. And the largest reason for this is that we've been focusing our testing on the nursing homes, the 3 nursing homes where we've had cases.
Since this afternoon's briefing, the number of cases, as determined by the Arkansas Department of Health, is now 197. Dr. Smith says they are testing all the patients and staff at the 3 nursing homes, including one in Centerton, that together account for 38 of the coronavirus cases in Arkansas. But Dr. Smith adds they're encouraged by the number of negative results they're receiving. He also issued a new directive to limit the community spread of COVID-19.
We've made the decision to send out a directive for barber and beauty shops, nail salons, massage therapists, and tattoo studios to cease operation temporarily until we get past our COVID-19 outbreak.
As far as 2 malaria drugs that President Donald Trump has pointed to as a possible treatment for coronavirus, Dr. Smith says there's no indication that either are effective against COVID-19.
These drugs have been FDA approved for other indications, but not for treatment of COVID-19. So I urge caution, especially from our medical community. There's the potential to cause some very serious harm.
And lastly, the Arkansas Surgeon General, Dr. Greg Bledsoe, had this message for medical providers regarding the potential shortage of PPE.
We take this very seriously. You're right, you need PPE, and we are working diligently to use every means possible to get the PPE that you need to take care of patients when they arrive in your community.
The Arkansas Department of Health also unveiled a new map on its website to track COVID-19 cases. Dr. Nate Smith says the map will be updated 4 times a day.